from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explained well with Christelle. Ons doen het elke aand so 6:10 se kant. Dis nou net voor 6:15. En ons gesels oor die groot stories van die dag. En vandag is 11/11/22. Blijkbaar is dit belangrik vir een of ander rede, Christel.
Dit is, maar ek doen so goed met musiek. Ek het gedink ek gaan vir ons musiek gebruik in hierdie news extended, wat verduidelik waar dit gaan.
Hier sal. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Now put your hands up in a club.
So did you guys know that Singles Day is a thing?
No.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was Singles Day, like it was just a random thing.
Like celebrating our singleness.
Yeah, and toe ek gaan kyk, dit is eintlik, there's method behind the madness.
Yeah, well, there's commercial method behind the madness. And this, I suppose it kind of plays on treat yourself, you are single, your money is your own. I'll stop being mean about being single. Singles Day is a big commercial push. And this was started, it's mainly a Chinese thing, but as with most big commercial drives, it's become a global thing and a marketing opportunity. It was started by Jack Ma.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the richest men ever.
Yes.
That guy. Okay.
Yes. And today was Singles Day, although every day is Singles Day for me. Well, I can go shopping and no one questions it. Those are the kind of things that he played with in establishing Singles Day. So if we look at the Chinese statistics around this, it actually yielded fascinating results this year. So hundreds of billions of yuan in bargains. But so if we convert that to dollars, in the first couple of hours, they made 36.7 billion dollars in
yeah,
sales.
Look, I mean, because Jack Ma heads up Alibaba, which is the big exchange. It's basically like Amazon in the East.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're one of these organizations of that side and you come along and you're like, I know, let's pick a day, call it a name, and make it a 40% off day. Then you make money.
Exactly. But what's interesting, so the sales are more muted this year than previous years. And I think part of it is we know things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday are coming.
I was going to say, isn't Black Friday like now anyway?
Yes, yes. Well, it's coming up. Yeah. So I actually think also with our shopping basket in mind, I think I'm going to start tracking some of the Black Friday specials. And if our listeners perhaps have some amazing ones, please let me know.
Weet jy wat, hierdie spesiale dag, dalk is ek net cynies, maar hierdie spesiale dag is vir my a bietjie soos ek dink die pryse is op gewone vlak, dan styg hulle net so bietjie en dan vat hulle terug gewone vlak toe en daar is jou 20% afslag, but actually the deals are not that great.
Can I tell you a secret? As a man, this is the time to buy your engagement ring.
Oh really?
And propose in January like I did. Be smart. Buy it at 50% and then don't tell your partner. And then propose in Jan, like I did. I bought my ring at Black Friday, and it was
half off.
Yeah, it was about 50% off.
Dude, you're a genius.
But and then I still got to insure it at the normal price.
I mean, well, it's replaced.
That's how much it's worth. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, that's brilliant.
No, smart. It is brilliant. Look, both of you are onto something because there are legitimately big specials to be found, like the one Joe did, so well done. Mm. But Marosi is right. Baie keer is it maar net 'n bemarkingsfoefie. And consumers are also becoming more savvy, so they will shop around. What's interesting is that what we've seen in China today is that even the retailers are changing their approach. They're not so much just focusing on the volume of sales, but they're focusing on other metrics, so things like retention rates. So people would in the past throw things in a basket and be like, woohoo, hulle is op ons site, hulle doen goede. Maar koop hulle dit of sit dit in die mandjie. Yeah.
The number of baskets for online shopping that I have abandoned over the years is great. It feels nice. You get that joy of clicking in all the things. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then you don't pay for it.
But want dan kom jy tot jou sinne en is miskien nie so 'n goeie winskoopie soos Joe se ring nie.
Nee, maar daai punt om Black Friday and so on. I mean, you see it overseas and every year it happens, then you see those video clips from American malls, people storming in and pushing another over. Mm. It's because the deals are actually deals.
Yeah.
You know, you buy a new TV the size of a stadium for 75% off. And in South Africa, online retailers like, you can have 3% off and free shipping. And we're like, that's not what we want, bro. We want half off everything, please.
So and with that in mind, so that certainly I think if our listeners come across those proper amazing deals, please let us know and we can do like a special drive time Black Friday basket. But yeah, I think so. Consumers are generally becoming more discerning. We have more information, we can do more research. Post COVID, we also have to stretch our money a lot further.
I wanted to say that the scary thing about the 75% off is how much are we actually getting charged when it's normal price? The fact that they're still going to make a profit when they take off 75% off the selling price.
You mustn't think about these things, Joe.
Fact.
It's like converting when you're overseas.
Yeah. Just be grateful you're getting it for 75% off. But that explains why I've got so many online shopping offers in my emails today going, please come and buy, please come and buy. Singles Day. I didn't know it was a thing.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.